Nach Yomer for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perakuf Yud Ches, Chapter 118. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. The last chapter of Halel, Kuf Yud Ches, is very complicated, very complex, very long, the longest of the chapters in Halel. And again, as I mentioned previously, is that we don't necessarily view it as one chapter by virtue of the fact that in the liturgy it's broken down into sections, and then we have the coupling and the doubling of certain texts and certain verses as well. So one can lose sight of the fact that it is one intact text and one chapter, the structure of which is very complicated as well. It seem to be pieces that don't necessarily belong together. So the outset of today's shiur, I want to share with you two approaches to the structure of the Mizmor that help to clarify a lot of the meaning that's going on internally, additionally the setting for it, and at that point go into the depth of some of the verses. We will not be able to get to every verse. There's such a multitude of material on these texts in the Gemaras and in the Midrashim. We'll do our best, and in the commentaries we'll do our best to cover what we can. First, to share with you a fascinating approach, albeit very complex approach, to the structure of the Mizmor based on the Nesiv Bina. We mentioned numerous times, and I can't urge you enough to participate in using his text to understanding all of davening. In the case of the Mizmorim, the chapters that come out of Tehillim that are in our liturgy, all the more so. And here, he establishes a structure that has three participating parties going on at the same time. We have individuals who are what we will call makrivim, those who are offering sacrifices, those who are coming to the Mikdash. We will have the Kohen who is presiding over this event. And we'll have the Kehila, a Kahal, the grouping, the gathering, the congregation that's present to witness these different events and who are offering praises in response to the Kohen, to the Makriv, and to the situation. The structure of which then has different parties talking and speaking and praising at many, many different times, intertwining with each other. Additionally, what's crucial to this approach is who are these different makrivim, who are the ones offering the sacrifices and the gifts and the todas there in the Mikdash? And those are going to be the individuals who we've seen previously, who are the four who are required to bring a todah. There are those who are required in halacha and in Torah to bring a korban todah, an offering of thanks in situations. Those who are yerdei hayam, those who have gone into and traveled in the waters, they have the holchei midbar, those who traveled in the deserts. You have the chole who was nisrape, someone who was ill who became well. And the fourth is the asir, is the prisoner who was freed, the chavush. So those four are the ones, and you'll see them here. Now, this is the approach of the Nesiv Bina. Requires some creativity, fascinating creativity. It allows us to answer some of the interesting questions that come up from a textual standpoint. The second approach is going to be something that the Rabbi Yitzchalom mentions in his article on this. As I mentioned to you before, his articles on Halel are crucial to our ability to understand them in a modern sense, to really grasp the structure and nature of what's going on, to help us understand Halel in general. So this first approach takes as follows. The first four verses are the Kohen speaking to the gathered parties. The Kohen is offering out to the gathered parties the idea of what's going to be, and that they have to offer praise to Hashem. And it begins with his own personal statement of Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, Kiyom Chasdo, let's give thanks to Hashem, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. And then again, in the next three verses, you have the same parties we've seen before. You have Yisrael, you have Beis Aharon, you have Yirei Hashem, those who fear Hashem, you have the house of Aharon, you have the general populace known in Israel. With the same term, Ki Lam Chasdo, His mercy endures forever. So he's calling out to them. Steps forward in verse 5, the first makriv, who is the prisoner. And he says, Min ha-meitzar karatzi ka, from the great depths, my straits, from where my situation, I was tied down. I've called out to Hashem, Anani b'merchavya. And you answered me with great enlargement, with almost a great excess or great expansion or great freedoms. We'll get to all the details further as to what the person says. But this section is going to be verses 5, 6, and 7. The person says in verse 6, Hashem li lo ira, God is for me, I am not afraid. Maya asali adam, what could a person possibly do to me if God is for me, if I believe that, if I have bitachon, if I have real faith in Hashem? Adonai li bi ozrai, vani er ebisonai. Hashem for me is my helper, and I will see my enemies. What does that mean? We've seen what that type of idea means. I will see their failure and their destruction. Hashem will help me, and Hashem will destroy them. That's the person's offering in words in that moment. Verse 8 will stand alone as the response of the Kohen, who replies to this person, and also replying to everybody present, Tov lachasos ba'adonai mibetoach ba'adam. It is better, it is good, to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in a man. The community responds in verse 9, which stands alone. They say, you're right. Tov lachasos ba'adonai mibetoach b'nidivim. It is better that we take refuge in Hashem than we trust in princes. We trust in leaders, in human people, in people as leaders. There you have set one. Very interesting approach. Takes all of 9 psukim. The first 4 stand alone in their own grouping, and 5 through 9 are the back and forth conversation almost of the different parties. Verse 10. Kol goyim sivavuni b'shem Adonai ki amilam. Now we have the second one. Someone who is in danger. They are being attacked by enemies. Perhaps this is the one who is the traveler in deserts. Bandits attacking him. Highwaymen attacking him. All the nation surround me. And in Shem Hashem, with the name of Hashem, I cut them off. Sabuni gam sivavuni. They encompass me, they surround me. But again, with the name of Hashem, I cut them off. Yud Bey, Sabuni Kidvarim. They surround me like bees. They encompass me. They envelop me like bees. You ever see an attack of bees? You understand what that means. Do'achu ke'esh kotzim. But they are quenched like the fire of thorns. Because b'shem Adonai ki amilam, because I cut them off with the name of Hashem. So now you have in verse 13 the final statement of that individual, and he says, "Dacho dechisan elin pol, v'Adonai azarani." They did try to push me down. They tried to put me essentially away, but Hashem helped me. Hashem was my strength and my song, and he became for me my salvation. So here's a little bit longer is the person's statement. It's 5 verses. Then in verse 15, you have the Kohen's statement to the public, and then in verse 16, they reply, Korina v'Yeshua b'halei tzadikim. The voice of rejoicing, the voice of salvation should be in the tents of the tzadikim, in the righteous, those who are saved by Hashem. Yamin Adonai Osachayel. The right hand of Hashem works valiantly, does valiant work on the behalf of his people. The notion of Yamin, right? The Zronituya, the hand of God. The response in verse 16 of the people, Yamin Adonai Romema, the hand of Hashem, the right hand of Hashem is exalted, is high. Yamin Adonai Osachayel. They repeat the words of the Kohen, the hand of Hashem does valiantly, acts valiantly on behalf of his people. It's a beautiful image. You have a person coming to offer a gift, an offering of thanks to Hashem. You have the Kohen who's presiding over that event itself. You have the gathering of the people who are coming with that person to celebrate the Korban Todah, the personal salvation. Now you had one, now you had a second. Verse 17, you get the third. Lo amus ki echyeh v'asaper maaseyah. We know who this one is. This is the person who was ill. Achola, who was in dire straits, who was in great personal danger. I will not die, but rather I shall live, and I will declare the Maaseh Hashem, the works of Hashem. Yasar Yisraniya Vilamaves Lonisanani. Hashem put me down. He tied me down. He put me in danger. He afflicted me. He brought me to the edge. But death he did not bring to me. Now he says, Pishulisha Reitzedek. Avavam Odeya. Open up the gates of righteousness. I want to enter them. I want to give thanks to Hashem. You can imagine the person approaching the Mizbeach, approaching the opportunity to offer. The Kohen responds, Zehashar la'adonai tzadikim yavovo. This is the gate of Hashem. The righteous, the ones who have been saved, the ones who have had goodness and righteousness and judgment favorably, should come into and should enter into it. Here we don't get a response from the community, which is interesting and does make it difficult a little bit for the pshat and the way we're approaching this. Nonetheless, we get the fourth makrif. Odcha ki ani sani vatehil yishua. I will give thanks to Hashem because you have answered me, or perhaps you have afflicted me. Ani sani can be from inui. We have on Yom Kippur, inui nefesh, the person's afflictions. The sufferings. You, Hashem, became for me a salvation. So you had the Chola, you had the Yardei Midbar, you had the prisoner, and perhaps, this is the Yardei Yam. Possible, difficult, but possible. The Kohen's response in verse 22 and verse 23, and then verse 24, the community responds. Evan Masu Habonim Haisel Rosh Bina. That which everyone else has rejected becomes the chief cornerstone, says the Kohen. Me'eis Adonai Haisazos Hiniflas Beininu. He's trying to exalt the people, he's trying to exhort the people to the notion of what's going on here. This is all from Hashem. It's amazing, it's wondrous, it's marvelous in our eyes. The community then responds to the charge of the Kohen, Zehayom aso Adonai Nagila v'nismicha bo. This is the day which Hashem has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's, I wouldn't say first half of the Mizmor, but essentially establishes the following moment. If you will, between verse 24 and 25, there is a pause. And in that pause is where each of these individuals is bringing their gift, is bringing their offering to Hashem. They are giving it to Hashem. They are bringing the sacrifice. The Kohen makes the Kurban, brings the offering there, and now it explodes. Ana Adonai Hoshiana, Ana Adonai Hatzlichana. They're in that moment, as it's happening, as the sacrifice is taking place, as it's being gifted to Hashem, everyone yells out, we beseech Hashem to save us now. We beseech Hashem to make us prosperous and successful. It is an exalted moment of inspiration, and the people respond in prayer. It then ends off with what one could call a closing prayer towards the future. The Kohen has done his work, he's done his job. He's finished the offering. The people bless the Kohen and say, Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai. Blessed is the one who comes in the name Hashem, in the name of Hashem. That, right? Haba, the one who comes. He then responds, Beirach Nuchem Mibeis Adonai. You should be blessed out of the house of Hashem. El Adonai V'Yar Lanu, verse 27, this is their reply to that. Hashem is the one who gives us light. Hashem is the one who offers us a sense, if you want to say salvation, but light. And then the Kohen responds, Isu Chag Bavosim Ad Kainosim Mizbeach. Bring the festival procession to the horns of the altar. If you want to take the image of Sukkos and the Arava, where the people would come closer to the Mizbeach and offer the Aravos, surrounding what we call Hakafos. So then perhaps in this moment it's a similar idea where the people are drawn in to the moment to participate in some sense, some fashion. When now in verse 28, the people are sort of flowing in that direction, either towards the Mizbeach or towards the Azara, they're flowing their way out. Eli Atavi Odeka Elohai Arom Mecca. So that is the prayer of the Kohen. He says, You are my God, I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will exalt you. So first you have Keliata and then Elokai, that's the Tfilas HaKohen. And then he says to the people, Hodu L'Adonai Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdo. You should give thanks to Hashem, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. It's one approach. A very interesting approach, very personal in nature, but also communal in nature. People are witnessing, the people are participating in the individual salvation of others and in their moments of exaltation and inspired on their own. One approach. Rabbi Yechon's approach is different. A different approach. Equally as compelling. And the idea here is the understanding that this is supposed to be the culmination, really, at least in my understanding of it, the culmination of Hallel. And so what you have is a build up towards the inspirational moment. Verses 1 through 4 agreed upon between the different approaches established that you have what you would call an invocation to praise. The idea that those who are gathered should be invited and are invited to offer praises to Hashem. The different groupings, again, as we've seen before. Similar idea as an outset. What you then have is a person initially establishing their own personal salvation. Min hametzar. Min hametzar is the idea of a person rendering publicly their own personal salvation. I was in distress. I called out to Hashem. Hashem answered me. Hashem set me free. Hashem is there for me. He's on my side. No one can do for me. No person can do for me what Hashem does for me. Going through, and then in verse 8, this is where you get the interesting shift. In verse 8 will be the end of this section, the person recounting their own personal salvation. They realize that you have to take refuge in Hashem and not in people. What happens in verse 9, which is almost identical to verse 8? Verse 9, it goes from the personal salvation to a sense of national salvation. You have Nedivim in verse 9 versus Adam in verse 8. So you have princes or leaders as opposed to individuals. And then you have the notion of Goyim. So maybe it's difficult, the way we explained it the first approach, that Goyim means I'm surrounded by peoples. But perhaps on a national sense, we're nationally surrounded. We are nationally in danger and we are nationally saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that through verse Yud Beis, 9 through 12, you have that national salvation. Tov lach asos ba'adonam mibetop in edivim. I have to take refuge in Hashem and not in princes. Kov l'im sivavuni, all the nations surrounded me and I called out in the name of Hashem. All the nations surrounded me again in verse 11, and I called out in the name of God. Sabuni kidvorim, they surrounded me like bees. Do'achu ke'esh kotzim, they were put down like the fires on thorns. B'shem Adonai ki amilam. And with God's name I called out. The next section, verses Yud Gimel through Tes Zion, 13 through 16, are a song of salvation. This is the person who is now speaking almost to the vanquished, to the enemy, and saying to them, you wanted to put me down, you wanted to destroy me, Hashem is my strength, Hashem is my power. His hand, his strength, is for me the righteous, for me the good. That is the statement. That is their statement of song. That is their offering of praise. So we know from Yetzias Mitzrayim that it was the Yad Hashem, as we mentioned, the Zeronah Tuyah. The hand of God is that which redeemed and saved the Jewish people. The next set of verses, again, we now have structured it differently. So now we're having Yud Zayin through Chaf. Yud Zayin through Chaf is the person committing to offering praise. Here we had a song of salvation. Now we're committing to Shevach, to Hashem. I will not die. I will live. And I will offer an explanation, a declaration of the hand of Hashem in Yud Zayin. Hashem put me into a difficult situation. He chastened me, made me realize what was in my life, but He didn't kill me. He says, exhorting, open up the gates so that I can come in and I can offer the praises. This is the gate of Hashem, the tzaddikim, those who have been saved, those who have been salvaged, can offer and come in and offer the praise. That's accurate. So it's the commitment to praise. So we've had the person explaining their dangerous situation personal. We shifted it over to a national. We have the idea of the song of salvation. We have now a commitment to praise, to a shevach. And now comes Chaf Aleph through Chaf Dalet, 21 through 24. This is the praise. Odcha ki ani sani. I give thanks to you, Hashem, because you have, that's again, either answered me or you have afflicted me. And you have become for me my salvation. The nation of our people were rejected. But you made us the chief cornerstone in verse 22. This is all from you, Hashem. I understand that. I see it with my own eyes. I understand fully. I grasp it. I marvel at it. This is all from you. Zahayom asa Hashem nagil avnis b'chavo. This is the day that Hashem has made. This is the day that I'll be glad on. You can take it as either Hashem nagil avnis b'chavo is either the day itself or Hashem. Either way you want to take it. Most of the Mefarshim take it as Hashem, Nisbechabo, with Hashem. But either way, is the explanation and the understanding that this is the tefillah moment. This is the praise itself. This is what you did for me. This is what I appreciate. I understand what it is. Zehayom Masa Hashem. Now in an interesting twist, taking advantage of the exalted moment is the statement of Ana Hashem. In that moment where a person is offering praise, in that moment where a person is lauding HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that He has done for them and making them realize what's important in the world, what's not important, what's crucial in their life, what's not crucial in their life, how difficult their life would be without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given for them, the moment is now heightened. The knowledge is now at the front of the person's mind and right before their eyes. They can't see otherwise. And it's a plea. It's a plea to Hashem. Full salvation. The notion of Hoshiana. The notion of Hatzlichana. I want more. I need more from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need more. And the last section, Chavav through the end, is a farewell tefillah. It's a farewell bracha. In the sense that they have come and they have offered this tefillah, they've offered this praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now a prayer, essentially as a responder, a bracha to them as they go. You've come in the name of Hashem. Be blessed in the name of Hashem. Baruch haba, right? Baruch haba, the idea that you should be blessed. Blessed all those who come. Blessed all those who go. Blessed are those who are present. You are here at this moment, on this day. You are tied up, quote-unquote, to the altar in this moment. You've come close to the Mizbeach. And then the person himself offers up, Eli Atavi Odeka, I, myself, each individual is now offering this prayer, Eli Atavi Odeka, Elokai Rumemeka, you are my God, you have done it for me. You have given me so much, and now I give thanks to you. And it ends with the way it began of Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lom Chasdo, as you can say, as a breaker point in the text, or as a bracket for our mizmor. Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lom Chasdo, giving thanks to Hashem for He is good, for His kindness endures forever. So two very interesting approaches to the text. one about the different types of individuals who come to offer praise, and those who offer Shevach to Hashem. And separately, perhaps more fitting to the notion of it being in Hallel, is the national sense of it being our commitment to praise and our heightened spirituality and inspiration to regularly offer praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as those moments come to us. As I mentioned, there is so much material on this Mizmor that we could attend to in the course of our time together, simply not able to do all of them. So we'll pick out some choice phrases and choice ideas that exist within our text. Says the Malbim on the opening section of our Mizmor that the idea of Hodu is that each of the nations of the world is obligated to offer praise to Hashem. And that Hodu itself is everyone. When he moves on to Yomar in the second, third, and fourth, the Yom Ru, Yomar is Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people have to. Then Yom Ru is a more unique class within Klal Yisrael, the Aharons, Beis Aharon, and then in verse 4, Yirei Hashem. So he says as follows. The Chobos HaLevavos has an idea that by virtue of the fact that Klal Yisrael has a unique good that's been given to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely the Torah, and that they have a unique relationship with Hashem in the world, that as each individual class that gets closer and draws closer to Hashem, they have to offer their own unique praises. So that it's sort of a progression from Hodu for the world to the Yirei Hashem in the end. And that it's sort of moving along a progressional line to the different individual classes. Essentially, it covers everybody. But crucially, it's important to understand of who these groups are, who they may be considered, and who belongs to where. Also for us understanding our role, to expand on what the idea of the Malbim, understanding where we fit into Klal Yisrael, to desire and to require of ourselves to reach higher, to get closer, by virtue of getting closer, offering a more unique and specific praise. Min HaMetzar, what does that mean, Min HaMetzar? Says the Medrash, that's Medabe B'David, David HaMelech. What's the Min HaMetzar? It says the Medrash, B'shah Sheyarad L'Goliath, Henichu Achav V'chol Yisrael. When he went down to battle Goliath, they left him alone. He stood alone. Both Shashah Nasa David as Ein of L'Marom, and at that moment he looked up to the heavens, and he said, Shir L'Ma'alos Esai Inai El Heharim. He offered up a song to the ascents, literally. He turned his eyes to the mountains. Hey Shiva Elav Ruach HaKodesh, he got a response. Ayitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shemrecha. You will not be left alone. You will be watched over. Anani b'merchav ka. Hirchiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleared the space for him. The people, Hashem helped him out. Min HaMetzar is usually always on this, it's all of us. From the depths. Mima Amakim, we always say. From the depths. It's everyone, in every situation. It could be anybody, anywhere. What does it mean, Hashem lo, li lo ira? What does that mean? Who is that attached to? So again, the Medrash. I'll explain why I bring the different Midrashim in a moment. It says the Medrash, Avram Amar, Hashem li lo ira. Avram said at one point in his life, Hashem is for me, I am not afraid. Ma ya'aseh li Nimrod. Well, what's Nimrod going to do to me? Yitzchak Amar, Hashem li lo ira. Yitzchak said it. Ma ya'aseh li Avimelech. What's Avimelech going to do to me? Yaakov Amar, Yaakov said, Hashem li lo ira. Ma ya'aseh li Esav v'lava. Yaakov said it too. And said, Hashem is with me, I'm not afraid. What are these guys going to do to me? David Amar, Hashem li lo ira. David Amelech said it too. Ma ya'aseh li Goliath. What's Goliath going to do to me? The idea being that if we can see the models and we can see the individuals in these texts back from the beginning, we should also be able to see ourselves in them as well. Hashem is for me, Ma'al ya'aseh li. I'm not afraid. If Hashem is for me, then I have nothing to be afraid of. I have nothing to be worried about. Moving along, Tov lachasos b'Hashem. So in verses 8 and 9, we have the idea that we have to take refuge in Hashem and not in either men or in princes, or people who might we view as leaders in the community necessarily. It says the Malbim, Haboteach b'Adam, a person relies on another person, does not mean that he necessarily has refuge. He's hopeful that there's going to be refuge, but he's not sure. When he requests it of another individual, so there's a suffix there. There's a doubt. Perhaps they will, perhaps they won't. And that's even with somebody who's an Adim, somebody who's a good person, someone who perhaps is a leader. At the same time, it's possible that it's beyond their reach to actually do what you want them to do. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just having the bitachon in Hashem is its own refuge. Sort of consequential, one of the other. You have bitachon, then you have refuge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. That is unique to that relationship. That's not the case by individuals. Dachodichisani in verse Yud Gimel, you pushed me that I should fall, and then Hashem helped me. Says the Medrash, similar to what we just said before, Avram Amar Dachodichisani, Avram said that in the times of Nimrod, Vashem Azarani, Hashem helped him. Yitzchak Amar Dachodichisani, Yitzchak said it too, Bimei Plishtim, Vashem Azarani. Yaakov Amar Dachodichisani Linpo, Bimei Esav. You pushed me down that I should fall in the days of Esav. Hashem Azarani, and Hashem helped me. David Amar, Dachodichisan, Limpo, Bimegolias, Hashem Azarani. All of the different ones have made that claim and made that statement that they have been in difficult straits. They have been in a situation of falling, and Hashem has helped them out. Again, the idea of finding ourselves in those places, in those texts. The idea of the right hand of Hashem. It's a very beautiful and powerful image. I'll share with you Radak. Radak says like this. Kasher yamin Hashem osa chayil. When it is that the hand of Hashem acts valiantly, az ye kol rina ba haleim Yeshua. Then there will be a kol rina, a song, an exalted song, rejoicing song of salvation in the tents. She yizkiru b'kol ram Yeshuasa. Because then they will be able to remember with loud voice the salvation. Yirom ma, that's an exalted. Shelo tamut li'olam. It'll never fall. It'll always be foundationed. It'll always be rooted. Kimo yamin ha'giborim v'hanedivim li'olam romeima v'hi oselu havochayim. It's always going to be for a sense of valiancy, a valiant nature to it at all times. V'keifel l'chazek ha'inyan, says the Radak. Radak is regular to say this. It doubles it and triples it to strengthen the idea. And nothing is beyond the grasp of a Kadosh Baruch. Again, this is a very exalted prayer that we have to keep in mind at all times. Lo amus ki echyeh. Verse 17 says the Sforno, Lo Amus. The Sforno had the idea in this entire Mizmor that the Mizmor is, as always, Lasi Lavo is the notion of the idea of the future of the Geula Asida. Says the Sforno as follows: Yi Ratzon, Shlo Amus Kodem Zeh. I don't want to go before this comes. Ki Ech Yev Asaper Maseka. However, Avalechiev Uchala Saper Lanim Tzuim Biyemosa Mashiach. They'll have the opportunity to speak to and declare before those who will be in the days of Mashiach, Maaseh Hashem, the actions of Hashem in Ifl Osav and His wonder works in the exile. Shikiyim Es Banav Bein HaUmos, that He kept firm the people amongst the other nations. Shamdu Aleim B'Chol Yom VaYom LeChalosam, that stood against them each and every day to destroy them. Says Hirsch in his Perush, attaching Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, so Lo Amus with Yaso Yisrani, and he says like this: Kichein Omer Yisrael to Udasi Shelo Lechalos, that it will not end. Nafel Chalki Bilhiyos Olam B'Tinoim Misukanim Biyoter. The nation says, it has become my lot to exist in the world with under dangerous circumstances. Lisbol, to suffer, v'la'avur es kol shalvei his paskus hanoshis bis pastachuni ani. That I will always be on different levels and different ladder stages as a nation. This is me. This is who I am. To be an opening for the world. And at the same time, l'saper es kol ma'aseh givuras Hashem shari'isi. At the same time, in my understanding of the Hirsch, to explain all the great wonders that God has done that I have seen. Gvuros Hashem, those wonders, lo chashcha mimeni yisirim umachovim. They have not held back for me different afflictions and sufferings. Ulam, however, lo ho'ida li chilayon. My destruction did not come either. So I've suffered, I've been through it. At the same time, I've gone through it and I'm able to share those ideas with other people going forward. Pishchuli Sharei Tzedek, says the text, open up the gates, verse 19. So here again, another beautiful medrash. The Olam Haba Amru Lo La'adam. He said to a person, Ma yamalachticha, what was your work? What did you do? And he says, Ma'achi re'evim ha'isi. I fed the hungry. V'heim yomru lo, they'll say to him, Zeh hashar la'Hashem. This is the gates of Hashem. Ma'achi re'evim hikanis bo. That you who fed the poor, you who fed the hungry, the starving, go in. He will say, Ma'ashke tzmeim ha'isi. I gave drink to the thirsty. And they'll say, Zeh hashar la'Hashem. This is the gate of Hashem. Mashke tzmeim, you who gave drink to the thirsty, go in. Mal bisharumim ha'isi, I clothe the naked. And they'll say, Zeh hashar la'Hashem, you go in. V'chein megadol yisomim, I raised the orphaned. V'chein osei tzedakah, I gave charity and righteousness. V'chein gomli chasodim, one who did righteousness and kindness. But David, Omar, David will say, Ani asisi es kulam. I've done them all. Yiftechu li es kulam. Open up all those gates for me. Lekach ne'amar, therefore it says, Pishchu li sha'arei tzedek avovam odeka. I will go enter them. The different sha'arim, the multiple ways that a person can enter. The Malbim goes off on a slightly different approach, and he's been talking all the time about a different stage in the history of the Jewish people, but he says that there is a Shar HaMelech, essentially, that we call the Shari HaTzedek. And so it was at the case when he's telling Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and the Tzadikim who came with him to bring a Korban Todat Hashem at the destruction of Sancheriv, so he invited everybody in. It became Tzadikim Yavovo. All those should come with him, all those should gather and come along with him. I'll end with one more idea. This comes from the pasuk of Evan Masu Habonim, verse 22. Evan Masu Habonim means the stone which the builders rejected became the chief cornerstone. Says the Radak. If we're talking about Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned perhaps at the outset, the Radak takes two approaches. Oh, that this could be talking about David HaMelech in the Mizmor, and it's a whole thing about David HaMelech, or it's about Klal Yisrael. So he says, if we're talking about Klal Yisrael, Yikarei Kol Yisrael B'Klal Evan, the entire Jewish people is considered a rock, a stone. Ki Yisrael Ikar Binyan Ha'olam B'Chukeyem Mishpateyem. That the Jewish people, Israel, is an essential stone in the foundation of the world with respect to law and rulership. However, Hayu Mo'asim Osam HaMelachim. All of the nations, the kings of the world, were abhorred by them, that they should even be one of the stones in the building, let alone a cornerstone. Klomar she'ein tzorech le'olam bohem. The world has no value for them. There's no purpose in them being in the world. V'hinei be'eis ha'yeshua, in the days of salvation, in the moment of the salvation, ha'yisol le'rosh pina, it becomes the foundation stone, the cornerstone. Moshe oseh ha'adam pinos ha'bayis ba'avanim gidolos v'yafos. So it is that when a person builds a house, the cornerstones are big, beautiful stones. La'ha'amidu l'kayim avnei ha'binyan. That will help to hold down and hold the foundation of the entire building and all the other stones of the building. Ken yu Yisrael la'asi lava. So too will do the Jewish people be in the future days. Yihyu l'rosh. They will become the rosh. They'll become the head. Yihyu kiyum ha'olam. They will become the foundation and the root of the entire world. As I mentioned to you at the outset, that there are so many things that one could say on this chapter, we simply don't have time for all of them. We'll see you tomorrow with Perek Yud Tes, the largest chapter on all of Sefer Tehillim, chapter 119.